Hi, I'm Anne. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from pride, control, and last week, a whole lot of fear. Hey, I know I wasn't here with you last week, and now I'm up front first. I know we're messing with you. Sorry about that. I wasn't here last week because I was on day two of a five-day backpacking camping trip in the Grand Canyon. Okay, so here's the deal. Yes, we went off the North Rim through the Kaibab National Forest. It was the Thunder River Trail, for those of you who really want to look, and look it up. But here's the deal. This is a picture, I think Jeremy has it, of our first descent. So this is what it looked like going in, okay? And so it was very beautiful, but that first descent was really tough. The trail was rocky, it was narrow, and there were a couple really harrowing spots. And I thought to myself, I can get through this, it's the first day, I won't have to face it again till the last day, I can do this, it'll be great. So day one went by, we got to the second day, and it was still hard. Because here's what happened. So I put this picture up to prove to you that I was actually in the canyon, because you can't take a picture like that unless you're in the canyon. But to be clear, I didn't take any pictures. My husband was the only one brave enough to pull his phone out to take pictures. I just only took pictures at camp. So anyway, but this is us going down the second day. And so that day, to be clear, the first day I was praying a lot and I was singing some in my head and I was reciting scripture, but the second day, it was on repeat in my head and in my brain, and I was praying and I sang the song, Lord, I Need You. So I love that they played that tonight, just over and over and over again. And also the song about him leaving the 99 to go for the one, I kept thinking, you know, if I fall off this cliff, you're going to come for me. I know that, one way or the other. And so that song was going through my head. But the scripture that was going in my head over and over again was Joshua 1:9. And it says, Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I kept saying, be strong and courageous. And so this is the third day. And this shows the trail we were on. And really what was happening, you guys, is we were the canyon and we hiked down into another canyon, which hiked down to another canyon and then another canyon. So we had 3 days of that steep over the rim going down. And this day, I was weary. This day, I was so tired. And we got to one of the narrower passes here. This isn't the one, but on my left, I'm in the red shorts, by the way. But I'm on the left, and so that's just sheer dropping down. And I froze. I got to a point where I was immobilized, and I didn't know that I could go anymore. I got really afraid, and I was really tired. And so as I told you, I was praying, and I was singing, and I was reciting scripture. But there was one more piece that I really wasn't leaning into, that was available to me. And at that moment, it really clicked. I needed encouragement. And that encouragement came from everyone in the group, but the voice I heard in that moment was our daughter's. And she said, Mom, this is what you got to do. Mom, you got to slow down and just breathe for a minute. Catch your breath. Mom, take a look at where your next 2 or 3 steps are going to go. That's all. Just look for your next 2 or 3 steps are going to go. And then commit. Mom, trust your feet and commit. So I did what she told me to do. And as I was doing it, she was right behind saying, you're doing it, Mom. You got it. See? Trust your feet. You've got it. And so that continued on throughout that day and that afternoon to get through that pass. And we were all doing that for one another, but it was her voice. And then we got chatting, too. She also was really good. She knew to distract me and ask me questions about my grandson, which totally took my mind off the mountain, and that was a good thing. But we got to camp that day, and after I had a really good cry, and I did, like I had a lot of stuff that was pent up, and I sat down and I was journaling that day, I thought of all of you. And I thought, you all have canyons. I'm included in that. We all have narrow paths that sometimes seem absolutely impassable. Whether it's that fight with an addiction, whether it's a marriage that's hard, or you're a single parent, maybe it's your inventory and amends and you're frozen. You just don't know that you can take that step. And so I thought about the trail wisdom that I'd received that day. I just want to encourage you all with that. stop, slow, breathe. Plan your next 2 or 3 steps. And hey, we've made that easy. We have step 1, step 2, step 3, right? We did that for you. Commit. And then trust your feet. And I want you to think of your feet as Jesus. Think of the cross. It's been finished. And if you have accepted that and said yes to that and surrendered your life, then you have the Holy Spirit in you. So you have Jesus, you have Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. You've got God's word, and that's your feet. So trust your feet. And then rely on the encouragement of others, which is prayer, folks. In your groups, in your community groups, whatever it is, you've got prayer, and pray for other people. So I just want to say that I was so touched that the Lord brought you all to mind in my weary, tired spot. I'm really grateful that he brought me back to tell you the story. I'm really grateful. And I want to read Joshua 1:9 to you guys one more time. I want that to sit in you. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.